table.
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know.
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful 2 weeks.
Yes, wonderful 2 weeks. It has been 2 weeks for us.
Yeah, we had a family emergency last week, so we weren't able to record on time, so we just decided to delay.
Yep, and we'll just start picking up from where we left off, and we'll probably start releasing on Sundays, I think, is the plan.
Yeah, I think
correct?
Sundays mornings are better.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Just bear
with
us.
We're working on our groove, getting it back in the swing from yonder years. I don't know. What is that called? Long time ago. 7 years ago. So
7 years ago.
It's taken a hot minute to get back in a groove.
Actually, a two-week break was really good for one of our stories because it gave me an extra story for our Potter Award winner.
Oh, because he got busy again?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a he. Did you notice that?
Yeah. They're generally he's. Sometimes they're not, but they're generally he's.
Most of the time, but no, not always. I think the women are just outnumbered by...
Well, obviously.
You know, the guys who are just not very nice. Yeah. All right, we need to get on with the show.
Sure. Well, before we get to our main stories, I do have an update with some good news.
Oh.
Do you remember that bill we talked about that North Dakota was going to make the kingship of Jesus?
Now, what did that pertain to? Like, they just wanted it said?
They just want the state to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the king of the world, basically.
Just to have it written down?
Yeah.
That was it.
That's really all it's for.
So, I take it didn't go so well?
It did not.
They're going to go with Trump instead, right? Instead of Jesus, they're going to put Trump in?
Probably. And it's Trumperdink.
Trumperdink, I am so sorry.
Trumperdink.
I even wrote that down the other day, too. When I was texting to someone, I wrote Trumperdink and not Trump.
Good. Well, it failed 31-59, which is pretty good.
That's not terrible. Right? Yeah.
But that begs the question, what is wrong with 31 of those
people?
Right?
That's exactly what I think. Every time I hear it went this way and that way, you know, for so many votes, I'm like, what is wrong with you other people?
I know. It's just ridiculous.
Agreed.
But not everyone in North Dakota is insane.
Well, technically, not everyone in every state is insane, if you want to be honest. There are some decent, sane, kind people. They're just getting harder to find.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
All right, on to the actual stories that I wanted to do.
Okie dokie doke.
So this week, we're diving into a wave of Ten Commandments bills popping up all over the country.
Not that crap again.
Well, they just keep popping up.
Uh-huh.
I can't. They're there. Right.
Well, it's not like you're controlling it. I'm just saying.
I know.
It never ends with the Ten Commandment crap. Oh, and around here, you see Ten Commandments on everything.
Yep.
It's like all over the place.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to start with some good news on that as well.
I like that.
I got a couple
better.
Good news, actually.
I'm a more good news kind of person.
First, Montana SB 114 failed to pass, which was their Ten Commandments law.
Oh, yay.
Right? It sparked some real emotional debate, and supporters talked about the need for moral standards, while opponents raise serious questions about separation church and state.
Wait a minute. So are they saying you can't have good moral standards without the Ten Commandments?
Yes, that is exactly what they're saying.
For F's sake, if I hear that one more time, I mean, on a side note, back in the day, you know, people don't always know that we're atheists, you know, because it's not like we meet, hello, hi, I'm an atheist, when you walk up and meet somebody. So we get to know people, they get to know us, yada, yada, yada. And maybe sometime down the road, some of them do eventually find out and they are flipping floored because we're not like these evil, horrible, baby eating kind of people. And
I know.
So they're like, because I mean, we were the typical, you know, been married together for 33 years kind of people. I homeschooled my kids. I mean, we were like Christian like kind of family.
Right.
So when they find out that we're not religious, they like lose it.
Yep.
I totally just got on a side rant. Anyways,
oh,
back
fine.
To the Ten Commandments. I don't know where that came from.
So one of the people that were opposed to the Montana bill was
me.
one of the senators that
Thank
were
you.
Opposed was Senator Susan Weber, a member of the Blackfeet Nation.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she said, not on my watch will I allow Indian children of Montana to suffer more indignities, talking about the atrocities from Christians onto the natives
Good for her.
Right, the native schools and all that stuff that they did back then.
That is awesome.
Right. Even
totally agree, by the way.
Yeah. Even Jason Ellsworth, who personally supports the Ten Commandments, opposed the bill, explaining, so if we put the Ten Commandments up, which are Christian commandments, then we're actually violating the plain language of the First Amendment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah. So there are good people
that's
here.
That's nice to hear, because that's one of the things I always said, that, you know, it's amazing to sometimes that when they want to put up certain things like that, that some of the things, maybe not so much putting up Ten Commandments, but it's actually against their religion. Some of the things that they want to do.
Yeah.
Not so much the Ten Commandments. I can't think off the top of my head, but I know that they've done things that they want to shove out there, and it's technically against their actual religion if they followed it.
Yeah.
That they shouldn't be doing that in the first place.
Well, like eating shellfish.
Oh, yeah, all those little, and you can't mix your clothing blends.
Or plant two types of crops in the same field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
all those cool things.
I think, you know, if people, which there's always going to be people that need to be religious, and I'm perfectly fine with that. Just don't shove it in my face. But at the same time, I like when you see someone who is for, say, something like the Ten Commandments, but they also understand we need to uphold our Constitution, and right now we need to like wrap it in bubble wrap to protect it, because it's fraying, it's falling apart,
it's being burned,
it's being slowly ripped in tiny little paper shreds by some obnoxious person,
a guy running around on stage with a chainsaw.
Oh, I heard about that too. Yeah Mr.
Musk.
I don't know, I was gonna try and think of something to rhyme with it, but I was thinking of other things. I'm like, no, not that. But yeah. Oh, he's an idiot. But anyways, that's another thing.
All right. And the good news does continue.
I like that,
both
too.
Of the bills in Mississippi failed.
Yay!
As did the North Dakota fail.
Excellent.
Well, the North Dakota Ten Commandments bill failed.
Right. Yeah.
So, good news.
So, there's a tiny little light in the crazy.
Yes.
Because one thing I was worried about is if they start getting through, that's the start of the big hole burning wider open.
Right.
And it's nice to know that they are slowly, little tink, tink, tink at a time being taken down, which kind of holds some hope that we might slow down at least that part of the crazy train.
Yeah.
So.
But the fight isn't over. There are still 16 states that have these bills in place. At least when I wrote this, I didn't check the past couple of days.
So we can check those. Right. Now we got to watch these.
So. That's Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Georgia, Idaho, India, Kentucky, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia.
Please.
16 states.
Some of those I'm very concerned about.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how they go. So you better
follow
with them.
There's one that I'm actually weirdly not that concerned about.
Oh.
And that's Oklahoma.
Really?
Well, I don't have the stories for it, but... Uh-huh. Three of their highly religious bills failed today.
Oh.
Or yesterday. One of the two.
Okay.
So it wasn't a Ten Commandments bill.
Right.
Otherwise,
obviously.
I would have made
obviously.
Sure.
Right.
But I don't remember. I saw it on The Friendly Atheist and didn't really get a chance to dig into it that much.
Yeah, because life is still crazy right now.
But let's not forget the original, which is Louisiana, which passed the bill last year, and that is currently in court.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's being challenged in court.
God, so it's just now?
Well, they sued, like, immediately.
Yeah, obviously.
So.
Because if you don't stay on top of it, they slip through, and then it's a flood through.
Yeah.
If you don't stay on top of it.
Just like in God We Trust.
Yeah.
That went very poorly for us.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was a complete failure on the secular side.
Yep. Anyways.
As these stories unfold, I do get updates on these on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get any past a couple days. I'll keep you informed. I usually post this stuff on Blue Sky, so follow me on Blue Sky to get...
Where? I mean, besides...
It's secular yakking on Blue Sky.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to find.
Very easy is what I was
going
to
say.
I make
it easy.
Yeah, I haven't done the Blue Sky thing, but then again, I don't really do Facebook either, so kind of don't have a...
Well, Blue Sky is not really like Facebook. It's more like Twitter.
Yep, didn't do that either, so that doesn't help me
at all.
That's
fine.
That's what you're for.
apparently.
Yep, that's right.
I'm so social.
Ugh, please.
I've got myself down to 1.5 socials. I'm barely on Facebook.
Yeah, I just don't do any of that. I don't I don't know. I don't know why. I just I'm not into it. I don't know why.
I just do it for news and information.
Yeah. No, I totally see that. I just like, it's like I get news headlines on my phone and I'll look at a headline. I'm like, nope, don't want to look at that. I pick and choose because I don't want as much negativity in my life as I can help.
And then you're on this podcast, which is almost all negative.
I know. This is bad, which is why it's nice. There's a few little nice sparkly things. I really am kind of a nut. I'm listening to myself saying all these things. Like, she's like a tree hugger or something.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Anyways.
Well, speaking of sparkly things.
Oh, yay.
Let's get on to our next story.
Okay.
Which is actually related to, kind of related to our last story.
Okay. Because
it's breaking a commandment. Or a rule. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
It's a commandment, honestly. At Mar-a-Lago, a Trumperdink-themed goat sculpture has become the center of a controversy, drawing ire from Christian communities for its resemblance to a golden calf. It does, you're not very biblically literate.
Yeah, those days are gone for
me. So the story of the golden calf, Moses went up on a hill, right, to get 10 commandments or something. I don't know exactly because I'm not exactly biblically scholared.
Right.
But he came down and they were worshiping a golden calf and he got pissed off and broke the calf and killed people or something.
This is a statue you're talking
about?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No breaking real cows.
No.
I'm not even vegetarian, but I sound like I am. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways. Well, I put a picture on there for you.
Oh, if only I was actually on the show notes right now.
Okay. Anyways, you would, if you had the show notes up, you would see that this goat has golden horns and golden hoofs and is covered with $100 bills with Trumperdink's face on it saying, "In Trump we trust."
Ew. My God, that he has no end, does he?
No.
No bottom. Okay.
Oh, he's got plenty of bottom.
Oh, I didn't need that image in my head, thanks.
Yeah. So the reason this is important is because it shows kind of the hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Of this, because we're talking about putting 10 commandments in school, and here they are worshiping this false idol,
right?
And this golden
calf.
Well,
that's what basically. I don't understand. Even I remember that part. You're not supposed to worship any idols, let alone Mr. Orange Face.
Yeah,
because my God, do they? What is the Kool-Aid they're drinking?
Yeah, it's not just Kool-Aid.
Right.
So these are, and it's at Mar-a-Lago.
Uh-huh.
Right, and it's just really weird. I don't know how much I should say about it. I did do some research on what it's for, and it is for a charity.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it though?
It is. It is actually for a charity, which is a good charity.
But are they going to actually give them money?
From what I understand, they will. Now, the charity is called Global Offense Against Trafficking, which was created years ago to combat sex traffics.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Obviously. And they make goats of all different types.
Okay.
Right. I don't have a problem with the goat thing. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the image of the dollars with Trump on it. That's freaking freaky.
More important to me than the goat itself. The goat is immaterial, honestly.
Right.
Right. It's the Trump dollar.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I
don't know. I just have images of he's going to make that a thing one of these days.
Oh, I guarantee it. And that's the thing. Putting his face on a bill and stating "In Trump we trust" is just going to feed his already massive God complex.
Oh, my. Because
he's building a God complex.
His God complex has, it's, you know, sky's the limit for him.
Right. And I think any good charity, right, worth anything would realize that.
Right.
I realize they want to make money. I get that. But this is not the way to do it, because you're going to alienate a huge chunk of people that would have supported you.
Uh-huh.
By putting Trump on a
$100
bill.
I mean, there's a couple things that he's doing wrong there, religiously, constitutionally, and, oh my God, egotistically.
Right.
I mean, the guy has no, oh God, what's the word I just lost out of my head? He has no morals of any kind.
No, he has,
no shame. He just, nothing. There's no bottom for him. There's just not. He's just going to keep going.
No, he is. That's,
I mean, he's technically already starting to do it anyways, but anyways, continue on.
Yeah. So that was that story, right? I just wanted to bring attention to that one because it's off the wall.
So we actually have goats. Should we stick the Trumperdink dollars on our goats?
I will not.
And walk them down the street?
No, I will not. All right.
I would never.
So let's move on to another set of false idols.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. It's actually the same false idol.
Uh-huh.
Not another set. It's just another instance of the same false idol.
Okay.
So New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney introduced a bill that is sure to get her a cabinet position and a stroke Trumperdink's ego.
Everything does.
Right. And it's called the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act.
Are you freaking kidding me? I don't think so.
So it would permanently codify a new federal holiday called the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day on June 14th to honor the historic day.
What historic day?
Trump's birthday.
Who gives a flying flip?
So we already have Flag Day on June 14th.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's going to stick it on with Flag Day to make it more special and more noticeable.
Right,
so that, or she, sorry, my bad. So that people don't skip over it, essentially, is what they're doing.
Yes.
Because people put their flags up on Flag Day, right, yada, yada. So this would feed his ego because it could very well be that they're actually just doing Flag Day. But if he attaches it to Flag Day, it's more about me, me, me.
Yeah, it's all about
in his
Trump.
Eye, you know.
So her statement on the bill when asked about it, she said, "No modern president has been more pivotal to our country than Donald J. Trump." Now, I won't disagree with that.
Okay, yeah, I could, but in the wrong direction.
In the other direction.
Right, correct.
The outcomes that we agree on are not the same.
Just a little bit.
I'll continue.
Please do.
As both our 45th and 47th president, he is the most consequential president in modern American history, leading our nation at a time of great international and domestic turmoil.
Yeah, thanks to him. Sorry, I had to put that in.
From brokering the historic Abraham Accords to championing the largest tax relief package in American history, his impact on the nation is undeniable. Just as George Washington's birthday is codified as federal holiday, this bill would add Trump's birthday to the list, recognizing him as the founder of America's golden age.
No. Nope. Uh-uh. No.
Additionally, as our nation prepares to celebrate its 250th anniversary,
we should
create a new federal holiday honoring the American flag and all that it represents. By designating Trump's birthday and Flag Day as a federal holiday, we can ensure President Trump's contributions to American greatness and importance of the American flag are forever enshrined into law.
The fuck you? No. No.
So they're trying to compare Trumperdink to George Washington.
Right.
So, huge difference.
You think?
I mean, not just in, like, morality, right? George Washington said, "I don't want to be a king." He literally said that.
And what did Trumperdink just say the other
day? He said, "Good to be the king."
Yeah.
Or long live the king.
I was going to say, it wasn't like that. I think it was like long live the king.
Either way,
he thinks he is already. Right? Yeah, right. Gotcha.
In fact, Washington is the one who set the precedent for two terms.
Right. And
because they asked him to run again. And he said, "No, I don't want to be a king."
Right. That was the whole point of what everything they went through to get away from that.
Right.
To start anew.
We got an entire nation based on not having a king.
Let's say Trumperdink doesn't step down and he continues, because he's already talked about picking a third term.
We covered a bill. I think we covered a bill
there or whatever.
We covered a bill a couple of weeks ago. The guy that wants to make Trumperdink
permanent,
the third term.
Right. Yeah. Which just means permanent.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Which, aka king, and that's what I said. Literally the polar opposite, throwing us back to the frickin' beginning 250 years ago.
Yeah. They want
to... And if you think about it, they're slowly peeling away at the system to basically get that done. Okay.
They're not slowly.
No, you're right. It's definitely not slowly, but if you think about it, I mean, the way Germany did it, they did it in a month, 3 weeks, and
like 6 days.
6 days.
Something like that.
And we're kind of right the frick on track for that.
We are.
It's kind of scary. No, it is scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
But I am very concerned with, you know, you saw how he didn't exactly leave the first go around very nicely. And now he's off the flipping rails.
Well, he's immune.
Exactly. No one is doing anything about anything. It's just...
They're making him a god.
He, in his head, he is.
Right.
And I'm telling you, he does not plan on leaving.
He doesn't. There's no way.
And it's only been, what?
A month?
And I swear to God, it's been 2 years. I honestly, it feels like it's been 2 years.
Yep.
Anyways, I totally went off that rail.
Well, that's fine. That's what we're here for. But yeah, this is just insane. Just to try and tie him to the flag.
Well, and that's what, it's kind of shameless, actually.
It is.
I mean, it's actually, no, it's disgusting is what it is. To demoralize Flag Day with Trump because her head is so far up his ass.
Right. Like I said, she's probably trying to get a cabinet position.
Oh, of course. So all these people kissing his ass, they're just trying to get something from him.
Right, because that's the only thing that works.
And honestly, I don't think he gives a flying flip.
No, because he wants it.
He loves the attention. He craves the attention. That's his oxygen.
Yeah.
And it's not even an understatement
either. He doesn't care if it's good or bad. He just likes being looked at and talked about.
Being talked about and just him, which I got to say is very irritating having to talk about him.
Well, that's why we don't talk about him often.
We are right now, but we try not to.
Right.
With the crazy train we're on, it's kind of hard not to. And at the same time, you also don't want to put your head in the sand and ignore what's happening.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So in a way, it actually is somewhat important to talk about him.
We could do a whole podcast just on Trumpeting.
Okay. We actually are.
A whole show.
We didn't start with him.
A whole show. I could do an entire other podcast.
Oh, you mean an entire podcast, not just episodes.
No, it'd be their own episodes, and they would be, like, super long.
Well, we're kind of working on that right now. But, oh my God, I hate him so much.
I know. I can't. Which is why I don't talk about him as much on this show.
We try not to, but...
He's needling his way in every single episode.
It's very hard. I hate to...
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I still love that. And by the way, that kind of sums up Trumpeting.
Yeah, it does. Oh, he's already won a Potter Award.
Well, he kind of should be the ultimate Potter.
I think he was the potteriest of potters.
Yeah.
I think he won one like years and years ago.
That doesn't surprise me. But now it's like if there was like a universal marathon for a potter, that would be him.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have one.
Like Mr. Universe.
Mr. Potter Uber Potter.
Award. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Uber Potter. That's a weird word.
And they get a sash.
How about a crown?
Oh, that's better. That's so much of gold.
A fedora.
Fedora?
Yeah, because the picture I have of Mr. Potter, he's wearing a fedora.
He's not worthy of a fedora. I ain't got that picture.
Actually, he's wearing a bowler.
I ain't got that picture.
I know, because you don't have the soundboard. Shame you said you didn't want to push any buttons.
No, pushing buttons, that's just not my thing.
Okay. All right, so this week we have another Potter Award winner from the great state of Oklahoma.
See? Oklahoma. That's what I'm talking
about. You remember our last Oklahoma Potter winner was Ryan Walters, the superintendent who wanted to put Trump Bibles in school.
Oh, I don't remember his name, but boy, do I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this week, we are talking about State Senator David Bullard.
Okay.
He has a history of making schools less effective, creating anti-LGBTQ laws, and pushing religion in government.
Why am I not surprised?
I mean, that's what they do now.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole package, actually. They always do all of that.
So, let's start with school safety and effectiveness.
Okay.
Because that's important nowadays.
You think?
Right. In 2019, he managed to pass a law that would lessen the amount of training a teacher would need to carry a firearm in school.
Oh, well, there's a great idea.
Yeah. Prior to that, there was a bill that would have teachers take 240 hours of law enforcement education and training certification. So an actual law enforcement firearms course.
Makes
sense, right?
Should be. Uh-huh.
But after the bill, the training would only have to be an 8-hour concealed carry class.
Whoa.
And a campus-specific active shooter training. So like a day.
Jesus H. Christ, that's not going to do shit.
Yeah.
And actually, they have to carry guns in school?
Well, it's optional.
That's just, anyways, uh-huh.
So, that definitely...
That is insane, by the way.
Having poorly trained teachers
armed weapons
in a school certainly makes schools less safe.
That alone makes schools less safe.
Right. Okay.
And this is a bill he's trying to get passed?
This is one that he tried to pass.
Okay. Do we know, has it gone through yet?
I didn't write it down. I feel like it did.
Wait, it passed?
Yeah.
Oh, please tell me it didn't pass.
Yeah, it was back in 2000. Oh, yeah, he did pass. It says he managed to pass the law.
Oh, that's horseshit. Yeah.
So in 2019, this law passed.
So now currently that's the
That is the current law in Oklahoma.
Not put my kids in that school. Not that
I went and moved to Oklahoma.
I moved to Oklahoma.
All right. How about effective schools?
No offense, Oklahoma, by the way. So sorry.
There's good people there, mostly.
Every state has good people.
I know.
They're just hard to find.
Well, Thinking Atheist lives there.
Ah.
Yeah. And remember Rebecca Witzman?
Sure.
Tornado Atheist?
Oh, yeah.
She's from there.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yep. Well, in 2003, he proposed a bill that would eliminate all federal funding from Oklahoma schools.
Well, there's a great idea.
Yep. That's about $766 million, or 11% of the budget.
Yeah, big difference.
Right. He said it would be replaced by state money. What? State money?
I was going to say, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Right. Most of the federal money would go to school, would have, well, most federal money for Oklahoma goes to the child nutrition program.
Which is very important, right, by the way.
For free and reduced cost meals and special education.
Special ed, really? So by taking said money away, that's no longer a thing? Is that what you're saying? Well,
he said those programs wouldn't be affected, but everybody's like, where are you getting the money?
Yeah, exactly.
So luckily, this bill never made it out of committee. All right, let's look at his anti-LGBTQ plus agenda.
Thank you.
I think I got them all. I try to get them all. Also in 2023, he introduced the Lewd Act in Public Space bill that would make it a felony to commit lewd acts in a public where a minor could see it.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, what is a lewd act?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just assume if you're LGBTQ, you're automatically just...
I'll get to that.
Lewd just by being so? Is that the thing?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Oh, that's
bullshit. But we'll get to it. So according to the bill, lewd act means any sexual behavior, imitating sex or sexual acts, groping, indecent exposure of genitalia, or sexual paraphernalia, displaying of replicas of genitalia, sexually touching oneself or someone else, or convincing or forcing someone else to sexually touch or observe sexual behavior. It's lewd act.
None of that has to do with being LGBT.
It does not.
Straight or anything.
No,
it's just being kind of a creepoid.
Yeah, that's being creepy.
Which is just a normal law in general. So right. What's that supposed to do?
Right. So I'm in favor of that section of the law.
Tiny little bit right there.
That's
fine.
But that is not the intent of the law.
It never is. They always have to, like, look this way while I do that on the other side.
He said the reason he wrote this law was because of a drag queen show in Bartlesville 2022 Pride event. That is the reason he wrote this law.
That is just stupid.
So I looked it up because I'm like, why would he do this? This seems weird. Even for a Christian nationalist, that's, you know, I didn't see any of the lewd acts alluded to. Right?
Yeah.
In all the articles I read about this.
It's at a parade, right?
It's at a pride parade, right?
Pride parade, right.
However, I did see a lot of locals upset that there were just drag queens at a pride event, which is weird because you're going to have drag queens at a pride event.
Right. And if they don't like it, why did they go?
Right. I mean, I don't understand. And everybody except for these upset people were like, they did nothing wrong. They were marching.
Yeah, it's
just like a everybody else
parade.
They were no different than anybody else in the parade.
I know. I don't understand their issue with this crap.
Drag queens. I don't know. I don't get it.
What difference does it make? What does that have to do with you?
Right. Luckily, this one died as well.
That's nice to hear.
In another bill, he wants to provide tax credits for couples for that have a child that is, quote, natural born child of both parents.
What is that supposed to mean?
So he wants to give additional tax credits to Oklahoma families, right? Okay. To parents that have dependent children.
Okay.
But he had in the bill, it defines eligible children as a child born of both parents.
So meaning
biological parents.
No step parent.
That is not his intent.
Oh, his couples is like gay couples having children. Oh, that's a shitty thing to do. Yeah.
But it's going to.
What is wrong with people?
But it's going to overrun into step parents and adoptive parents.
Well, that's where I thought first. And I'm like, oh, wait.
So if a couple can't have children, they adopt, they don't get this tax credit.
That's actually very discriminatory.
It is very discriminatory. It hasn't passed. It just came up.
Too, if you think about it, they're being bribed.
Right. But as you said, this is specifically tailored against gay couples.
That's terrible. What is wrong with people?
In fact, he admitted that it is.
Oh, did he really?
He did. Said, so what we want to do, really what we want to do is challenge the concept, and he's talking about same-sex marriage, and see if we can get to Obergefell, which is the Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage all over the United States, right? Okay.
Oh, so they're trying to also, like, they got away with Roe versus Wade kind of thing.
Exactly the same thing.
So he's trying for that now.
Yeah, he's trying to get that. He's trying to get someone to sue him for this, right? And then he thinks he can get that case to the Supreme Court, and then he can invalidate Obergefell.
Of the way our Supreme Court is currently now.
And he said, Constitution protects my right, my freedom of speech, my freedom of expression, my freedom of religion to disagree with same-sex marriage. And we can do that by moving ourselves to the point where we create fairness amongst God's design for traditional marriage, and Bill's kind of similar to what we're talking about here.
That
so he is doing a specifically religiously based bill to give money, tax credits.
Okay, so that's really freaking hypocritical because he literally just said his freedom of religion.
Yeah, he can talk about it all he wants.
Okay, but yet he's using
government
to put God back in government, essentially. Exactly. That's so freaking hypocritical.
Right.
And bullshit. And completely unfreaking constitutional. Although, like you said, kind of scary if he does take it to the Supreme Court, because all our branches are batshit crazy right now.
Right. And the Supreme Court may actually overturn Obergefell.
Just like they've already
they,
did.
They overturned Roe versus Wade. Right.
Don't get me started on that.
Amongst other things that they're working on.
I mean, they're just throwing us so far ass backwards. It's funny.
All right. How about a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for anyone under 26?
Yeah, don't even get me started on that. That's bullshit.
26?
26?
An adult.
I mean, that's insane. They've been able to freaking vote for, like, years. Like,
yeah.
7 or 8 years by that point.
Yeah.
And yet, they would do that kind right. of crap.
So, Senate Bill 129 would have made it a felony for anyone under this bill, physicians and healthcare providers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who got the procedure, anyone who did a procedure, could get a felony.
That's just unbelievably ridiculous.
And healthcare providers could have lost their license to work
right.
in Oklahoma.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's two things happened after it came out. There was a huge pushback.
I would hope right? so.
He did lower it at 18.
Okay.
And then it failed.
Good.
Either way, both. It failed, right? So...
Yeah.
Good news on that. But the fact that he went with the age of 26 to begin with.
That's just crazy. But the fact that he's doing it, period,
right.
is bullshit.
And that's any gender-affirming care. That means
yeah,
hormones.
Hormone therapy.
That means psychotherapy.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Anything that is gender-affirming.
Here's my thing. What the hell does it matter what other people do for their own selves? It has nothing to
right.
do with you. Stay the fuck out of it.
I
cannot understand why they can't let people be who they want and live the way that they want. And they live the way that they want. If they want it to be holy God Bible thumping in their house, then fine. You can even go outside and do that as well. But don't put it on other people. And what other people do with themselves, for themselves, or who they think they are or want to be, what does it matter? Leave them the fuck alone. I can't understand or wrap my head around.
Yeah, I get it. The problem is these type of people want to control everything other people do. That is the basis of their religion is control. So I read an article today, which... I thought about putting in the show, but we may talk about it next week.
Yeah.
And it was an article about how, this is an older article, how white evangelicals believe they're being discriminated against.
Oh, that I hear that all the time.
Right. And it's because they're not allowed to discriminate. They're not
allowed
to be bigots.
That's literally all they are freaking complaining about.
I know.
They're taking away my rights. I am a victim, blah, 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 because I can't victimize you.
That's exactly
what
it is.
That is literally what it's about.
Right.
And I swear to God, if I hear that one more time about woe is me bullshit.
So we're definitely going to talk about it next week then.
Fine.
Well, it's because another article I was working on for the show referenced this article and this survey that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they referenced it wrong.
Oh, really?
Right. They said 60% of this, but they refused to give the reason why 60% of white evangelicals believe they're discriminated against.
Right.
They just said they believe it, and that makes it true.
Right. Well, that's just the thing. There's no facts in I believe this.
Right.
I mean, and just the fact that they think, they honestly think they're the minority.
Right.
Truly.
They I'm going to save it for next week, but there's a lot in there.
But,
so definitely going to work on that next week. So
okay.
Now you got something to look forward to.
Oh, whoopee-doo, yay.
Anyway, but none... wait, am I... Oh, I'm not done yet. Wow. Where am I at? Oh.
Still going.
Yeah. What about pushing religion?
Again,
we're still going.
Stop pushing it on other people. Just keep it for yourself.
All
do
right.
what you want to do.
In 2024, he proposed a bill that would place privately funded Ten Commandments monuments inside and outside the Capitol as a symbol of historic significance for Oklahoma and American history.
No, and no again.
No history of America includes the Ten Commandments.
It's literally the fucking polar opposite. America? Hello? What was the whole point of creating America in the first place? To get away from being told how to believe and what religion you're going to follow, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. That was the freaking point of going through everything that they went through in order to create America in the first place. Why can't they get that through their fat freaking heads? I don't understand it.
Do you want to know why they think that Ten Commandments are historical?
No, whatever.
Okay. They believe they're historical because there was a movie called The Ten Commandments. Now, just wait, because there's a lot that goes along with that.
Okay.
So right after that movie came out, there was a huge marketing campaign in which the studio and all these other people started putting up Ten Commandment monuments all over the United States.
Oh, my God.
Right? And now they're historical. those, if I remember correctly, it's been several years since I looked into it, but those were donated by the Fraternal Order of Eagles back in the 70s. That's the story of the historicity of these things, is that they're not even...
Because it was a movie.
Because it was a movie.
Historical.
It was a movie promo. And they believe they've been there for a long time. They don't look into any of the history of it.
Then again, they don't do research on anything. They just go with whatever's said, honestly.
Anyway, on this bill that we're talking about for the Ten Commandments.
Right.
He says the measure states that the monument once placed shall not be removed without a vote of 3/4 of the legislature and approval of the governor. So in my mind, this bill would have to be approved by 3/4 of the legislature as well. But that's not how the bill's written.
I was going to say, I don't think that's what he's thinking.
Yep. And this came after the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled in 2015 that the state must remove its Ten Commandment monuments from the Capitol grounds because it was religious in nature and violated not only Oklahoma, but the federal constitution.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
This is the same monument that was restored after a man drove into it in 2014.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it had to be fixed in 2012 because Sabbath and maid servant were misspelled.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, I know. I think they can't even spell Sabbath.
Right?
Ridiculous. But no, he wanted to put that up and make sure it stayed because of a stupid technicality in his law.
There's never an end. There's never an end.
Yep.
It's just...
But that's not what got my attention.
Oh, okay.
All of that was a sidebar.
Of course. Jesus, really?
He says he wants the Bible taught in school as history.
Which
is bad enough as it is, right? But on an interview with David, with his Christian historian, David Barton,
historian,
he let slip his true intention. Bullard praised extremist, previous Potter Award winner Ryan Walters on his work in pushing Christianity in schools by placing Trumperdink Bibles in schools, but wanted to go one step further and make it an official law that those Bibles be taught in schools.
Do they not understand the separation of church and state?
They do not.
Is this hard?
So,
I don't imagine
he's on David Barton's show, so I 100% realize he does not understand separation of church and state because David Barton says it doesn't exist.
I was going to say, it's not that they don't understand. They're not freaking listening because they choose to.
Right. Anyway, Bullard said this. Since I have been in the legislature, I've fought to force our teachers to actually use primary sources to teach Christian heritage and its impact on our founding documents. Walters has been fighting that fight through his implementation of Bibles in schools. And I think that there's a lot of benefit to looking at that. We need to be specific there. I don't want some pink-haired person who doesn't believe in God to start trying to teach the Bible. So I want to make sure we're teaching it specifically.
An asshole.
So he doesn't want a non-Christian teaching the Bible.
Well, he would hate my kid. Pink hair, the whole nine yards.
Right.
Because, you know, someone who has pink hair might not be a Bible reader. Does he honestly think there aren't people who like color and still actually are Christian and read Bibles?
Apparently
they do
not
exist, believe it or not.
They do.
I mean, they could even have tattoos, which,
God forbid.
Do tattoo people really read a Bible? There's no way.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Well, the fact that he doesn't want someone who could be critical of the Bible reading the Bible says so much.
But that says another thing. Because they have pink hair or tattoos or something, they, one, don't read the Bible, but they're going to be critical teachers of the Bible.
Well, no, it literally says, who doesn't believe in God?
Again, just assuming that they don't believe in God. God.
Yeah.
It's exhausting
how
ridiculous these people are. I'm sorry. It's just true.
Yep.
They're judgmental. They're racist. They're hypocritical. They're just freaking immoral assholes.
They are. Now, it should be said that Oklahoma ranks as one of the lowest in education in the nation.
Just sad.
It is sad. He doesn't help.
No, he does not.
Forcing teachers to add mythology to their history classes would not help.
No, I feel bad for any teacher in Oklahoma, truly, because even if you are religious, which sure, a lot of them are, majority of them are.
Yeah.
And you're a teacher. A lot of times those teachers understand the Constitution and understand that they should not be teaching this in public schools.
Right.
And they're being forced to do this?
Yes, they're being forced to do it.
That's just disgusting. I mean, I don't understand. They have schools for this.
They have a building where they can teach the Bible all they want, all day long.
And not just church, but they have private schools.
Christian schools, yes.
Private Christian schools. I keep wanting to say Catholic because, like, that's all I ever have was Catholic. But, I mean, there's private schools to do exactly what you want to do, as much as you want to do, as freely as you want to do, yada, yada.
Right.
Why can't you just stay the hell out of a public school?
I agree.
Not hard.
So, this guy is nothing more than another Christian nationalist hell-bent on imposing his own religion and bigotry on everyone else.
A.K.A. an asshole.
An asshole, yes.
I'm sorry. They're just the non-empathy that so many of these people have blows my mind. I mean, they're so judgmental and just, oh, they're terrible people.
They are terrible people. Oh, I can't stand them.
I really can't stand people. Cannot empathize with someone and not just judge them because of how they dress or what they look like or who they are. And just automatically right off the bat say, oh, well, they're a horrible person. Or in their eyes, they're a non, you know, God-fearing person.
Right. So obviously they're terrible.
I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. People don't have to fit in categories. And it's not just black and white. And it's like, it's a rainbow, people. The whole natural world is not, you know, categorized and clean cut. That's not how reality works. It's just how our modern day life seems to go, and they forget that this is still a natural world, but for some reason they kind of lost that aspect of, I don't know if they've ever had it, honestly.
I don't think they ever had it.
I really don't. I mean, ugh, it's so exhausting.
Yes. And speaking of exhausting, I'm tired.
I think my throat's starting to hurt.
Yeah. That was a long, long little diatribe you went on there.
I know. I just rant and rant and rant.
Maybe we'll make a segment of just you.
Let's not say we did, because that would be so much better. Anyways, I think I'm about done. I need water.
Yeah, I'm done yakking as well.
We will yak at you next week.
All right, next week.
We always like to hear your feedback or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.